Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Intersection. My name is Susan Mizrahi, the overall grandmother of the House of Mizrahi. And I please welcome our co-host for this evening, Mr. Shady Prada, the icon. Shady, hey.
Hey, how you doing? I like the new record
good.
I was about to say. When we going to get some new music?
But you knew
I
not
like
to say
music,
until
though.
It changed, right? You knew not to say nothing, though, right? Please also welcome the third of the trilogy, the Madame of the evening, Miss Madam Interviewer, Jahaira Balenciaga, the alto. Hey, Jahaira.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
I was going to say, she walked away from that darn phone. Had to go get a cigarette. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, Jahaira.
I came up with this idea.
We're going to have a hip-hop challenge show with DJ Bipolar, also known as Shady Prada. let me see, because I got these numbers with these hands. I got to make sure that it's who I think it is. It ain't the number that I have, but it might be her anyway. Y'all go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. Let me find out who this is. Okay.
Hey. How are you, baby?
Hey. It's good. I'm I got to be a close. I'm
Hello?
About to get to the show door.
Who's this?
Live,
at, 5065064. Hold on, y'all. Hello.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell Susan's doing. You said you're about to put some clothes on.
I got the log on.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to get dressed for this interview.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna put it on tank top and stuff so I'm real quick. Okay, I'm good. Yeah,
you know, in case
hookah.
It's not
anyway.
Said to you, I got to say thank you for putting this, our special guest together tonight, because this has been a long time desire of mine to sit down with her and to really pick her brain. And so I appreciate the shady connection.
Oh, you could have called me. I could have been hooked you up with it. You could have talked with it three ways or something.
That sounds
cool,
so
like,
and fan-like.
I'm going to be so sweet. Because, can you hear me? I chose Mimi because of how people perceive her on television, and after having numerous conversations with her, you know, I met her, well, I've known Arian for about 20 years, her best friend. I remember when I stayed at Arian's house one time, and I was on a porch, and I can't do it.
I'm back.
That was one of the days, but then when my connection with her or meeting her again was after her Love the Hip Hop fame, and I was a bodyguard for something pride up here for and for some reason we just connected real cool. We just got real cool. And we talked a lot. We don't talk because I know running around. But I chose her because people perceive her they only see what they see on reality TV, you know, the hip hop.
Yeah.
And they don't know the real person. And what people don't realize is that when the reality people do the shows, they don't see what's going on until it's actually filmed that day. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, they don't do the edit. They film, like, you see 3 hours condensed into 2 minutes. You feel me? And it's
right.
always not the good part. Need me to come on here because he has a Scientology show that, God, what's that lady name? Well, she was on there, you know. Yeah, she was on there, so she asked her to come on to Jahiro. We waited till after her show was, because I was going to have her on earlier in the month, but yeah, I thought it was, I think she has a good story, and everybody just needs to meet the Mimi that I know, person, you know.
I agree. Now, I think the timing is perfect. I really do. And the thing about Mimi that has always fascinated me, I don't know if maybe you say real recognize real, but intellect also recognizes intellect. Like, having watched Love and Hip Hop, you know, it's easy to get caught up in sort of the salacious side of things, but there's a very palpable intelligence that permeates from Mimi. And I was always really intrigued by that. And then especially after seeing her most recently on Leah Remini's Scientology, it's very obvious that this is a layered and nuanced and complex woman who has endured many things and came out on the other side as both a business owner, an amazing mother. There's a lot of great things that can be said about Mimi, and I'm really excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, she had numerous business. Like, she had a lot of couple of things going on for the Love of Hip Hop thing. So I'm excited right now.
I'm paying it, bitch. My room is all fucking. I ain't even got my backdrop up or nothing. I'm paying it, child.
Hey,
Kelly, we can hear you. Yeah, that's
oh right. Shit. Have you on mute? Damn.
Yeah, I didn't have you on mute. I put you on mute briefly, but yeah. I didn't know you were going to come back cussing like a sailor.
Damn.
She just bust through, didn't she? Had a real girl through.
Well, that broke up your little story, Jahira.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show.
I'm trying to wait for her to get her a little stuff together because she's doing something.
Apparently.
Kelly's a mess.
My day has been crazy. My daughter got into this little situation with this other girl, and the girl ended up running into my daughter's car, right? And usually my daughter is a type to get out and, you know, beat you up and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But she had the presence of mind just to sit there and call the cops because she already beat the girl up before, so there was no need to do that again, especially out in public in the morning. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, my daughter went and did the right thing, went and took out, got a restraining order, pressed charges on her, da-da-da-da-da. So today, the police come knocking on my door, knock, knock, knock. I'm like, who is this at 8:30 in the morning? JoJo just went off to school. It's Norfolk Police, ma'am. You know, they were real nice about it. They had all these papers in their hand. I'm like, there's more than one warrant. The girl that took a warrant out on my daughter for assault and battery and some other shit. So, you know me, I'm calling the bondsman, getting everything set up, you know, because she's coming home immediately. So I called the bondsman. Right. He said, well, she might not, you know, she might not need a bond. I said, well, assault and battery, oh yeah, probably, but maybe not. So we go down to the police operations center because she wasn't here. And we go down to the police station. And sure enough, she just had to sign her name and agree to appear in court and da 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 da, and we were out of there. So I know the girl thought my daughter was going to get locked up. And had she had a record, she probably would have been. But she had already done her part on, you know, that she told the police, you know, and the police already knew that there was a prior dispute. So they just, you know, served her with the papers. But we just knew, honey, she had changed, took her shower and
put on her slides and everything, getting ready to, you know, spend a few hours. Because, you know, with them booking you and all that, it takes a little time to get to a bondsman.
Right.
But, yeah, that was my morning.
Jesus.
So as soon as we get off this show, I'm going to pop a couple of pills and go to sleep.
Oh,
I've been up
yeah.
all that.
Oh,
legal pills, baby. Just some Aleve.
Oh, okay. She said she's about to call. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's not here yet. Yeah, I know, Shady. You sent
okay.
it to me. I just looked at it again.
That's the picture BB said. Y'all can't see it. What y'all see a little bit. Voila.
I can't even understand what you're saying.
I said that she sent a picture saying that she's about to call, and I was showing.
Oh, okay.
I was on. I'm on Facebook too. Here
she go. Kelly said she's going live, but I don't see it live.
No. I'm gonna put the picture up. She said. I'm excited. This is my home girl. She should be covered on. She's a good girl. She's a good girl. Me and her, we have to. We speak that like little. Huh?
You say she a good girl?
She's cool. She's funny as hell,
well,
though, but you'll see that already. But she
well,
says she's
a lot coming from you.
Like, huh? Yeah, because I don't like
that's
people.
A lot coming from you because you don't usually say somebody's a good girl. You usually got a whole lot of
nah,
other.
She
well, she all right. She good.
Nah,
she's badass last night.
Badass is doing with Badass, too. I don't know. I'll hit him up in a minute.
But, yeah, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have DJ Bipolar, Mr. Shady Prada, doing the hip-hop challenge. And we're going to be playing some tunes and just reminiscing on the hip-hop world. Me and Shady, we do that anyway, but we're going to share it with y'all. I gave up trying to stump him because I don't know. I haven't picked up with hip hop. I got one song that I might get you with, though, Shady. You hear me?
No, you can't do it, baby.
Mm-hmm. I got one song that I'm gonna get you with.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's by somebody. It's by somebody you know. I'm not gonna get some old hip hop song from France. Cause you know they in the hip hop over there too, but I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get DJ Bipolar.
All right.
Stump you. with somebody and somebody on the track is one of your dudes too, and you still ain't gonna know the song.
Don't stump me with one of my own songs though.
You ain't gonna have it. You ain't gonna have this one. I know you're not gonna have this one. You're not gonna have it. I'm gonna get you. For old and new, because I owe you that much. But we're gonna.
All right.
I hope she's calling from that number that you said, because a lot of numbers are popping up, but
right.
It's not the one.
Let me tell her, press one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can just say it now because she on here. if you're a guest tonight, please press one. I left one step out of this morning. We went by the bank and got some cash out because you know bondsmen they ain't playing with no credit cards. So I don't know about up there, but down here they want cash money. So we had to do that too. But my daughter, she was straight. She had her money in the bank. I was like, okay, Lauren. Okay. She said, when you throwing hands, you got to have some bond money made to the side.
Just
real crazy. Shady need to keep bond money around.
Keep what?
I said, you need
not
to have bond. Well, I'm sure you do.
I got
because
wild money in the States.
You need to.
Like, these are new hat colors. That's black and red.
But
I am.
this bondsman, he's pretty cool. If he knows you and you short and you got a job, he'll bond you out until payday. If you don't pay him, he's sending you behind right back to jail. Right back. Yeah, I mean the competition's so hard in that field. And I think isn't Gigi a bondsman? Bonds person, whatever? I think so. Mhm. But look, Jahira, are you ready, darling?
I am.
Okay. But go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. This is shading people.
No, Jahira.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Ahead, I'm
shady.
Over here selling hats on the top. Everyone, please welcome an amazing young woman. You all probably seen her on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. My friend, my homie, please welcome Miss Ruby South.
Yay! What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Hey,
so you can
y'all hear me?
Together.
Is it
yeah,
my
we can
phone?
Hear you loud and clear, beautiful. It's Sadie's
okay.
Phone tripping. Jahira.
It really is.
Hi, my name is Susan Mizrahi, and I'm one of the co-hosts tonight, but I won't be the one interviewing you, but it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I know I kind of stood you guys up last week, but I got tickets to The Color Purple. Come on now.
Don't be coming on here bragging now.
I'm not bragging.
Don't be
bragging. I'm just saying. That was the reason for me not showing up last week was I had tickets for The Color Purple. They were only here for 2 days. It was the last day, and I got a ticket, and I got to go backstage, and it was absolutely amazing.
She's bragging. She's bragging, y'all. She's bragging.
No, I'm not. I wanted to apologize to everybody for not showing up. That's my reason. I had a damn good reason.
You sure did. Go ahead, Jahira.
Hi, y'all. Can y'all hear me? Susan, can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah. We hear you now, Kelly.
Okay, I'm on live. I tagged you in it. It's from my straight page. Can you all just try to share it and stuff like that? Because, you know, I'm really
and stuff like
really
that.
Hey, Mimi.
Hi.
Mimi, that's our producer and our the owner of the radio station, Kelly Mizrahi.
Yeah.
She's a popular blogger and things of that nature. And she wanted to. She's going to also do part of the interview with Jahira. Jahira, go ahead, Jahira Balenciaga.
Hi, Mimi. I'm Jahira. It's an honor to be talking to you, honestly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Gladly.
I do.
So, how are you doing tonight? Can we at least start there? I mean, in the wake of your Color Purple alibi.
I'm extremely busy. Believe it or not, I'm actually headed to an event as we speak, but I am going to give you guys the hour that I promised. And so, yeah, I'm busy. It's stuff coming at me left and right. I got to squeeze it and fit it in.
That's a blessing. So what is going on in these world these days beyond Love & Hip Hop, which you are so known and beloved for?
You know, I'm a full-time mom, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I'm a girlfriend. I'm doing my interior design business. Like, I'm busy. I'm at the tail end of my book. Yes, the book is still coming out, minus that other person that was trying to be involved in the situation. I will name no names and shed no light. But, yes, I'm coming out with my own book. On my own, by myself, all me, all mine.
The highly anticipated book.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
So
yes.
Do we have any idea of a drop date? Can I get my Kindle ready? Like, what's good?
Well, no, I don't have a drop date. I'm redlining, and then after I get all of the red lines, that was part of the problem last time. I started redlining. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. it was stuff in there. I'm like, I didn't put this in here yet. So I'm re-redlining. And then I got to get cover work and, you know, all that. So once I get all that, you know, down, I can come back and let you guys know when there will be a drop date.
Yes, please. Mimi, you are somebody who has navigated so many hats, worn so many hats, and dealt with. Oh, Lord.
What is that?
And dealt with so much. If you were to describe what your greatest strength is, what would you say?
My greatest strength. It would have to be resilience. I've been able to overcome and withstand and just bounce back time after time after time, even as a child. So very resilient. Yeah.
If I may, I would agree. And especially in the wake of seeing your episode on Aaliyah Remini Scientology and the Aftermath Math, which I was glued to. By the way,
me too.
I did want to ask you, as, oh my goodness, riveting, absolutely riveting, and not surprising in the sense that to me and for me, and I'll just speak for myself, your intellect has always shown through. Despite however you've been portrayed, you have a palpable intellect and an above average vernacular. Like, you let it be known that you are no dummy. In many different ways. So what I did want to ask you was, I know that people who have experience on reality TV often speak about the way that they are portrayed and the way that they come across, the way that the editing was done.
Mm-hmm.
How did your experience when Leah's show aired differ from your experience on Love & Hip Hop, if it did at all, in terms of how authentic it was to you?
My story on Leah's on A&E was exactly how I told them. It wasn't altered. It wasn't changed. It wasn't switched. It wasn't blown out of proportion. It wasn't anything. It was exactly as I told it. I think that's the difference.
Mm. Mm. That says a lot.
Yeah.
That says a whole lot.
That was so deep, though. I mean, that was so deep. I was over there crying.
Was,
and I was like, oh my God.
It was for me. It was. I don't know anything other than. I mean, I can have stuff to compare it to because I'm older and I've seen other people grow up and I know they've grown up different and blah blah blah. But, and I grew up different for 8-9 years. From zero to that time, and then everything just changed. So I just had to deal with it. There was no option. There was no, somebody to call. There wasn't anybody to save me. I didn't have any of that. I didn't even know my dad, so I didn't have someone else to go to. I just had to go through it and deal with it and figure it out.
Agreed. And I have to say that the part of that show where you made the correlation between the way that your youth and your upbringing has shaped some of the decisions that you've made in terms of relationships. Well, first of all, you owe me $23 for the mascara that I wasted between 8 and 9 p.m. And second of all, it was probably one of the most poignant messages I've ever received on any reality show. I don't think you could have been any more transparent than you were right there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you gave people who have been in this position so much to think about.
Yeah, I hope so.
So thank you for that.
I hope I got a chance to help someone else that not only might be in Scientology, but in a similar situation, where they're, a similar situation. I don't even know what to compare it to, but...
Right.
Anyone who's in anything similar to that, I hope I can help them in some sort of way. That's really you know, I didn't even do it to help. I just wanted to share my side of the story, to tell what happened to me. And if it, in the mm-hmm. end it did help someone, then that's a plus.
Right.
I mean,
the word says we get our victory, what Jehovah, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And just for me,
yeah.
I'm going to let you go ahead, Jehovah, but for me personally, since I'm not a reality show watcher, but I watch you, and in that piece, I saw so much help for women, and not just black women, women in general, because we may not be trapped in a situation of religious basis, but you may feel trapped in some other way, and just to know that that God is standing by, and there, and he's got a way out for you, is that's what I received.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Jahira. I'm sorry. I just had to.
No, you're absolutely right. And please jump in. Mimi, a lot of times when we, especially as women, when we identify ourselves, we do so in part regarding that which we have survived and that which we have overcome. When you look at your own identity, when you say to yourself, who is Mimi? Do you include cult survivor amongst those identities?
I never did. I've never done that. And actually, until you just brought that up right now, I never even thought about I survived that situation, and I am doing air quotes, cult survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Never even thought about it.
Wow.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
And
you
are.
Just shady. That was the first time I knew anything about him. You know me, and you spoke about a lot of different things. And it just took me back a little bit. But I'm glad that you were brave enough to even share your story, because, like I tell everybody, they don't know you. I know you from a different level, and I was just really shocked. Is it something that you just suppress and don't talk about?
I don't suppress it, but when does something like that, you know, just come up in general conversation? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
where does it fit
if
in?
Where does that fit in? Like, if I'm amongst friends and we're, you know, out and we're having deep conversations and something like that happens to come up, I'll talk about it. I don't mind talking about it. It just, you know, it's just when and where it happens to come up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've never like not wanted to discuss it, or it was hard for me to discuss. Actually, it was therapeutic for me to talk about when I did get the chance to speak on it. Because I just got to release it. Every time I talk about it, it's like a little bit of it gets released, a little bit more gets released. Like, I held on to that for years and years and years. Like, that's just something you just can't mm-hmm. let go just like that. It that stuck with me. Everything that happened between me and my mother, it stuck with me. So I don't know. I don't mind talking about it again. It's just, like, be like, hey, you want to talk about this quote I was when I was little? Like, when did it come up?
Right.
That's true. But I think yeah. the time is that, because there's a lot of women, a lot of people hurt for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of them are rooted in tradition and upbringing. And for you to break free from that, and I'm not sure if you're completely free, but you're free enough to be able to talk about it. I think that's a powerful message. I mean, there's definitely something there that people need right now, because a lot of people are hurting.
Totally agree from a number of different reasons. So,
mm-hmm.
And I would suggest talking about it. And I know therapy is kind of taboo in our community, but if you can afford to go to therapy, I would suggest it. I would highly suggest it. It's nothing to be ashamed of or anything like that. Whatever can help you be a better person right now, today, that's what you should do, by all means, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Right.
Get well.
get well, get better, get right. Get right for your family, for get your, right. your kids. Just get right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if Mimi, if mama ain't right, ain't nobody right.
Hey.
You know, Mimi, I want to ask you, one of the things that has been so admirable about you to me has been your willingness to step into the light around issues that are not commonly willing to be talked about. Like, mm-hmm. you've been willing to, by just by virtue of being yourself, you've been willing to stand in the gap for successful single mothers. You've been willing to stand in the gap for women who have endured public infidelity. You've been willing to stand in the gap for the fluidity of sexuality. Are these deliberate decisions, or is it just you kind of going about your life? I mean, I'm not, I say this with all respect, but I'm not so sure that people have really impressed the impact that your presence has had on, you know, issues that are not commonplace to be talked about.
I swear on everything I love, everything that I've ever done that has gotten out there has just been me living my life. It wasn't deliberate. It wasn't I was trying to, you know, be the spokesperson for this or that. It literally was, this is what's going on in my life right now, and because of my situation, it's being publicized. Because I'm on television, what I'm going through is being publicized. That's it. I never wanted mm-hmm. to walk around with a banner. I'm this, I'm that. Never. I never even wanted to be on TV. How about that? That was not a goal or aspiration of mine. I didn't run out and run down to the audition for Love and Hip Hop. No. Do you want to hear the story?
So yes. badly.
My girlfriend Hannah Kang, she's TI's general manager. She was. And she sent me a text message. She said, they're casting for a show, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. You and Stevie should go down for the casting. Just like that. It's a Monday. I look at my phone, so I text her back. I said, I need more information. She says, Wednesday, Mansion Hotel, 4 o'clock. That's it. So I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, that's it? That's all you're going to say? I'm like, okay, great. I call Stevie. I'm like, Stevie, do you want to go down for the casting of this show? Hannah just sent me a text, blah, blah, blah. Love and Hip Hop. He goes off on me. Like, went off, cursing me out. You better sign confidentiality papers. Just, I mean, he went off. And I'm like, yo, put the gun away. Chill out. Not that serious. I just asked you a question, right? We had a whole blowout about it. We didn't speak for the next day and a half, okay? Wednesday rolls around. I'm like, let me just go down here anyway. I just want to see what they're talking about. I go down to the Mansion Hotel, walk through the door. Guess who beat me there?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Mr. Jordan is sitting in the lobby with bells on, legs crossed, fresh to death, right? After he was like, fuck, I ain't doing that. Can I curse? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not doing that shit with you.
Yeah,
fuck you.
I don't know that
he's
now.
He's sitting there. And I said, oh, really? I got there a little late. That means you was there on time or before. I said, oh, we had an argument right there in the lobby. Not a loud one. It was under the breath, but you could still tell it was a problem. It was a lot of fuck you niggas and bitches under the breath, you know. And Mona's assistant walks up. She sees us, and she's like, oh, you guys showed up. I guess Hannah had told them about us or whatever the case may be. She was like, follow me. And we follow her. We go up to this room. They're like, tell us about yourself.
You.
They sit us down in these chairs. They say, tell us about yourself. There's all these people in this room, and him and I are just kind of sitting there. Do you know Stephen Jordan turned into a saint? The planet and the moon and the stars, and when the planets align in the universe, I
oh,
think
God.
To myself, is this nigga for real? He went on and on about the universe and the planets. First of all, Stevie, let's get to the meat and the potatoes of the issue. Stevie is in music. He didn't know anything about television, so he didn't know what the fuck they was looking for. He thought they wanted, because it was a bunch of Caucasian people in front of us, whatever, he thought they wanted the dumb shit. He's talking about planets in the universe. I'm pissed. You just got finished cursing me out, calling me all out my name, and now you want to turn into a saint in front of these people? I couldn't take it. I sat there for about a good four and a half more minutes of that bullshit. My leg was shaking. I couldn't take it. I said, you want to know the problem? I just blurted this out. I said, this motherfucker don't know how to come home at night. Now, when I said that, that's when everybody that was in front of us popped up, put their elbows on the table, and paid attention and was like, tell us more.
They was there for the shit then.
Now, Listen, this is the key right here. This is the key. When Stevie realized that these producers wanted the bullshit, when I tell you that man ain't looked back since, he said, oh, they want that bullshit. Oh. That's how he got to be Mr. Monday, because he brought them the bullshit. He said, oh, y'all want bullshit? Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's what happened. My life changed that moment, that fast, that quick. From an argument to that, it changed just like that overnight. They hired us, and we've been on the air 7 years. This is our seventh season.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'd never.
He said, light camera,
my God. He said, oh, that worked. Oh, okay. I got you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a man for you.
Oh, you can say whatever you want, baby. But I was telling them how you explained to me basically how they filmed you for hours on one scene or whatever, and they only show like 2 minutes of the whole. They chop it up to what it be, and that's why you're always looking crazy on TV.
Yeah. I can break it down. So in a normal taping, we tape for one scene. It might be from 2 hours to 6-8 hours long. It depends on how it just depends. You just never know how many cast members, how many drinks they done had, or you just never know.
It just depends on that day
and who's involved. So out of a filming, they take that and they break that down to a 1 hour episode. In a 1 hour episode, I might have a 5 or 6 minute segment, or I might have two of those out of an hour. And then the general public thinks they know me from, they want to judge me from 6 or 7 minutes out of a 1 hour episode, out of a whole taping, out of going to the editing table, out of my whole fucking life. If y'all don't get the fuck out of here, all you know is what Love and Hip Hop wants you to know. That's it. You know nothing about me. And that's why I've always been labeled the angry black bitch, because that's where they want me. Let me tell you what, and I figured this out late in the game. I'm a slow learner. I will admit that. When they figured out what nerve to jump on and what button to push and knew that that button got a certain reaction, they continued to push it in different ways. We're going to push it this way. We're going to push it that way to get me to yell and scream and cry and curse. And they did it consistently, and they got it, and it worked. It worked. It was a formula. They were like, yes, we did it again. It's what made the show great. They smart. Very intelligent producers, because it worked. Like, that's why I always been in that box. Everybody was like, when they meet me, they're like, oh my God, I thought you were so mean. I thought you were so angry. And I'm like, I'm the furthest from mean and angry. I'm the nicest, kindest, sweetest person on the face of the planet. That's all you see, is because that's what they want you to see. So, it's TV.
Yeah, I'm not.
TV.
You already know what I'm talking about. Disclaimer. But anyway, that's another story. I'm going to ask a question, because we're going to get to the elephant in the room question. I know everybody, since we're on this Love & Hip Hop, if you could talk about it, you'll talk about it. If not, you and Jocelyn, because the blog said you're mad or whatever. Why are you mad at Jocelyn?
I'm not mad at that person. I dislike that person highly. I don't fuck with her. I think she's a horrible human being. Mad is a complete understatement of what I would describe how I feel about her. She's disgusting. She's a disgusting human being. For someone to lie and say the things that she said about my daughter, about Stevie, is disgusting. I don't give a fuck how mad you are at him for whatever he did to you. That's between you and him, or you let it be between you and him. You don't put that out on my 6-year-old. Okay? Like, who does that? But guess what? Let me tell you something. Karma is a real, real, real thing. And right now, that woman has a daughter of her own. And I pray to God that somebody doesn't do to her what she did to me. You know, that lady sent defects to my fucking house. I had an investigation with the state of Georgia for 90 days because she said Stevie molested our daughter.
Your daughter?
Oh, my God. That was so horrible.
Our daughter, because she was mad that denied her while she was pregnant, blah, blah, blah. So she goes and tells this story, and it was incredible. They wanted to give my daughter a forensic investigation. Do you guys know what that means? They wanted to have a doctor look at my daughter's genitals and examine her to make sure that she wasn't penetrated. Because this bitch lied?
Wow.
I don't fuck with her. I don't fuck with her in any capacity. Mad is not the word. I'm not mad at her. I don't fuck with her. Period.
And, you know, I'll be really honest and say what I think a lot of people felt. You know, Mimi, for the first 4 months of Love and Hip Hop, I really did believe that y'all was just kind of laughing all the way to the bank.
No.
Like it was
the first 4 months of Love and Hip Hop, do you know how much I was making? Dog shit. To be perfectly honest with you, I wasn't making nothing the first 4 months of Love and Hip Hop. That was real. You know, when I found out about my relationship going down the drain on Monday night when y'all watched it, that's when I found out what was going on. He was like, yes.
Whoa.
We don't know what anyone else films. We don't know. The only thing you know is what you film. You don't know what anyone else films. And we can't talk about it. Of course, people do. But if he's doing something on the side, he's not going to tell me what he's doing because he's doing it on the side. So he's telling me one thing, and he's doing the complete fucking opposite. Every Monday, months later, when it aired, is when I found out what was really going on. I wasn't laughing at shit. They was laughing. Me, I wasn't laughing at all about nothing, let's be clear. My life literally fell apart on television on Monday night, week after week after week. That
Kelly.
Was for real.
Hey, Mimi, this is Kelly. So when you seen the stuff come out on Monday, how did you feel about the lies that Stevie was telling you?
What do you mean? What do you mean? How did I feel? It was sickening, disgusted. Like, you know, that was the worst thing that I ever had to deal with. Publicly, it's one thing to have your man cheat on you and it's just y'all and your friends and shit, but to have your man cheat on you and it's y'all and your friends and 5 million other motherfuckers, and you want to add social media on top of it, and people putting their 2 cents in, you a dumb bitch, you stupid, you a doormat, you what? That shit was crazy. It was crazy. I don't even know how I made it through. That was the worst shit ever. It was the worst. That's why I say I'm resilient. If just imagine, you guys, if you were placed on a show, your significant other, whoever that may be, played you like a fucking fiddle, and you found out like the rest of the world did on Monday night. That's how you found out what was going on. Now you tell me how you would feel. That's how I felt. It's probably how you would feel. fucked up. She was horrible.
You know, I would have had to whoop a bitch ass. I'm about to keep it real, bitch. I'm going to have to whoop a bitch ass, honey, okay? I'm going to fuck you.
You know what? And even if I did that, we did that. In real life, we did all of that. Didn't matter. Because guess what? Next Monday, it still went down. And the next Monday, it still went down. Didn't matter who ass I motherfucking whooped. It was still going down every Monday night in front of millions of people. So, but at some point, it's like, okay, take a step back. You got to reevaluate the whole situation. You got to do something different because this shit ain't working. And I tried. I did like a dummy. I tried. I tried to hold it together. I tried. That's just the reality of the situation, my situation. That's what it was. He was more into
the shine.
He wanted that fame. He wanted that, and he was going to get it by any means necessary, and he did. And kudos to him, and kudos to me because I'm a happier bitch because of it. Thank you.
Right.
And we got out of the way for somebody for the real one.
I got another question off the topic of love and hip hop. When are we going to see All Things Mimi in a store?
It's coming. It's coming. It's a process. Oh my God. It's a process. First of all Things Mimi is, it's a lifestyle. It's not just stuff that I'm trying to sell. The thing that I do is All Things Mimi. So I don't know if there was a misconception that it was just stuff that I'm selling, but All Things Mimi is not a lifestyle.
Show.
Right, correct, no. Everything that I do and how I do it.
Okay. And somebody's asking on the live, they say, do Eva and baby Bella, do they see each other? Do they communicate with each other, her and her sister?
They do. She does. When she goes and when Eva visits her dad and when Stevie has Bonnie, they get a chance to see each other. And she thinks when I tell you she loves that little girl, like, oh, my gosh, we got to shop for Bonnie. When we go to the store, can I buy Bonnie a book? Can I get her a teddy bear? Like, we shop for Bonnie. It's crazy. So crazy. But that's her sister. What am I supposed to tell her? No, you can't buy something for your sister. That Bonnie Bella has nothing to do with the actions of her mother. Her mother's a piece of shit. The baby ain't got nothing to do with that. So, yes, Eva does have a relationship with her sister.
So that answers y'all question. Yes, she has a relationship with her sister.
Mimi, what does self-care look like to you at this point? You know, we talk about a lot about what you've endured and what you've survived. But, I mean, this, how does Mimi wind down? Like, what do you do to celebrate you?
I like quiet, believe it or not. I like quiet. If I go home and have nothing to do, I keep the TV off. I don't turn on the radio. I like quiet. I light some candles, and I sit and I think, and I try to focus, and I try to get my mind right. I've been really trying to meditate my whole life and have been unsuccessful. Every time I sit quietly, a million things pop into my head. I have never, ever, ever been able to meditate. So instead, I think the next best thing to do is to sit and just be quiet. And I love it. I love quiet. I really do.
I hear that. Definitely.
And I like to clean. I like to clean. I'm sorry to cut you guys off. If my house is messy and I can clean it up and bring order to chaos, I absolutely love that. That's how I even started my cleaning business. I'll tell you that story too if you guys want to hear it. That's how I even got started.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a house party.
I know.
And
that was
going to
be my follow-up question. Please go.
And after the party, it was winding down. A couple of people were in the kitchen, and the kitchen was a mess. Red cups, you know, just fuck shit everywhere. And I couldn't take it. I was just sitting there like, oh, God, I was just, I couldn't take it. I started stacking the cups, throwing them in the trash. I cleaned the counter. I cleaned up the kitchen like 15 minutes. So the guy who owned the house came downstairs. He was like, who cleaned the kitchen? So they laughing, ki-ki-ki, she did, like, you know, it was a joke. He was like, you want to come back and clean the rest of the house tomorrow? I said, you gonna pay me? He was like, yeah, I'll pay you. He was my first client. That's how I got started with my cleaning business. He referred me to it. He was a football player, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even know who he was. It was back in, what, 99? He referred me to a friend who referred me to a friend, and that's how I got started. And the guy that I was dating at the time, Keenan, shout out to Keenan, he was like, if you love this, then why don't you make it official, get incorporated, yada, yada, yada. That's what I did. And I just love bringing order to chaos. I love it. It makes me feel good.
I love that.
Do you still own the business?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, we need to franchise that.
I've been so busy with this show the past 7 years. I cannot lie. I have let Keep It Clean, like, fall to the side, but I still have my employees. I still have, you know, some of my clients, and they're ready. They, like, just let us know when you ready to get back going again. They there. So that's another thing that is on my list of things to do, on my all things me list of things to do. Get my business back and running. I've been so busy.
Mimi, how many bedrooms do you have in that new house?
The new house, 4. It's a modest house. 4 bedroom, 3.5 bath. It's very modest. I don't ever want to live beyond my means. I don't think it's necessary for me. Some people, it might be necessary for them, but for me, it's not. And I get what I need. I get what I need.
No, because I'm retired in 2 years, so I need another room.
Yo, Shady, good luck. When I tell you, the spare room is so full with stuff, I got to go through it. The spare room is like, whoa. It's art.
Well, you might have to upgrade.
I don't know if it's an art room or an office.
So do you ever regret doing? Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, Mimi, I'm just wondering. You know, all things come to an end, whether they're good or they're bad. Have you given some consideration to what life beyond Love and Hip Hop is going to look like for you? Will you stay in the public eye?
I mean, I do that every day. I think about that. Like, this is Love and Hip Hop was never my end all be all. It was never, you know, oh, this made me who I am. No, it's just highlighted and put to the forefront. So when I'm done with Love and Hip Hop, I don't really care about the limelight. That was never a thing, and I'm doing air quotes, for me to be in the limelight. Like, a lot of people tell me, you don't even know who you are. You don't even understand who you are. I mean, maybe I don't, but I'm going to continue doing what it was that I was doing before. I'm going to continue my cleaning. I'm going to continue my interior. I'm going to continue doing things that I love and things that make me happy. I don't really care about all this. I'll go out sometimes and people want pictures, and I'm like thinking to myself, why? Why do you want? Like, it baffles me. Why? Then I'm like, oh, I'm on this show. I forget. Even still now, like, I don't, this whole, like, TV thing, this doesn't run my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't, I don't live for this. This just happened to come along on my journey and my path. This wasn't something that I chased or, you know, oh my God, this is what I wanted to do. No.
But it seems like you have a lot of pieces that come together, make an awesome brand and something that women can use, like you say, on a day-to-day. People just keeping it 100, just women who don't have time to maybe clean their house, or women who've been through struggles with people sending people to their house to investigate. I mean, there's all kinds of bullshit that you've been through. And all of it, I'm seeing it as a, you know, a piece of a puzzle of a beautiful life and a beautiful purpose.
I'm trying to figure it out. It's a journey, and I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it. I'm not complaining. Yet some real crazy stuff that happened, but I'm on it, and I'm gonna ride it out. I'm like I'm a horse. I'm on my horse. I'm a cowboy hat, and I'm out of here. I'm riding it out.
Mm-mm. I think you're on a moving in the right direction, and like I said, I can't speak to you like they can from different episodes or whatever. I've caught a few. I guess I didn't catch the crazy episodes because when I've seen you, I see the depth in from your experience. I see, really. I mean, there's no shade to whoever else was on that show, but you're a cut above and a step ahead of most of the people that you interact with.
Yes.
Well, I can give you probably a reason why. Everything that most, damn near, of everything on that show for me has been a real thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a made-up thing. It was something that was really happening in my life. So it was authentic and it wasn't fake. So the only situation that got real weird was the Nico situation. I would have never, ever, ever in my real life on my own made that decision. Ever. I was in a vulnerable state. I was fucked up by, you know, my situation with my ex, and I did some real dumbass shit. And it was forced, and it was weird, and it was awkward, and I don't know if you saw any of that, but that wasn't and isn't who the fuck I am.
Well, I won't ask you what it is.
But it happened, and I had to endure that as well. Now, let me go back. I said the Stevie shit with Old Girl was probably the hardest thing. I'll take that back. That tape was probably the hardest thing that I had to publicly go through. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you feel like you're on the other side of that now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've made my peace with it. Took a long time, but I've made my peace with it. Still going to have to explain it at some point to my daughter. But when that time comes, I will cross that bridge.
Right.
Just like I have to do with anything else that she asked me about. Why are people, you know, flying planes into buildings? Why are people shooting people from the, you know, 30th floor of hotels while they're watching a concert? Just like I'm going to have to explain all this other stuff to her that happens in life. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a serious talk.
Oh, yeah. But the one thing I can say
is
my priorities.
You're about to say what I was going to ask you. On your list of priorities, it seems like everything is your daughter and then everything else. It's like mother is the main hat that you wear, the hat that you're most proud of.
The thing is this. I want to be to her what my mother wasn't to me. I never want to leave her unknowing or leave her in a way where she feels she was unwanted or feeling any kind of doubt about anything that has to do with anything. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to explain it to her, and I'm going to make her feel as comfortable as I possibly can with whatever situation that she presents to me, no matter what it is. And that's the relationship that Eva and I have, and we've always had that. We've always had it.
I think that so many of us are byproducts of having had a mother who teaches us who we are, and many of us are byproducts of having a mother who teaches us who we're not. And I think the latter really does apply to you, but the way that you have parlayed that into a palpably inspirational relationship with your daughter is admirable, enviable, and ultimately goals for so many of us.
I did not. I'm not really sure how I did this, or it wasn't a plan. All I know is that is something that I must do, and to hear my daughter say on a daily basis, "Mommy, you're the best mommy ever," just for no reason at all, for no reason at all. I'm like, okay. And you know what I tell her? I say, Eva, you're the best Eva ever. And we just the best mommies and the best Evas ever to each other. And I was hoping you'd be that for her. She tells me that constantly. I don't know where I'll pick. We could just be doing dumb stuff, coloring. Mommy, you're the best mommy ever. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, my daughter is, she's amazing. She's amazing. And I don't know how she just kind of, she's still a child through all of this, you know, her parents, because she ain't got no regular-ass parents, but she still remains to be a kid. She's 7 years old, going on 8, and she's still all about Legos and Barbies, and she's a kid. But don't get me wrong. She's not naive either to like what's going on out there. It's the balance that my daughter has is so ill. It's incredible, and it just makes me smile inside. Like that was just a little touch that God gave her. Like, I'm gonna just give you this because you might need this. You might need this, and she got it. She got it. I used to worry.
But
oh,
as a mother, you had to make her feel safe. You had to make her feel safe to be there, to be free, to be evil. You know what I'm saying? There's something about that you're doing that makes her feel safe.
And she's her own individual. Like, and now she has an old soul. Like, for her 7th birthday, she wanted a 70s party. Like, where did you get that from? She's more like princess. This little nigga wanted a 70s party. Like, she wanted afros and go-go boots. So that's what we did.
Oh,
she wanted to be Michael Jackson for Halloween. Michael Jackson.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, she just is, she's an old soul, and it's beautiful. She's the most awesome kid. I don't know, man. Fucking awesome.
I love it.
Kel, you got any last words, Kelly?
Oh, when's the new episode? When the new show? When the new season's coming out? That's what everybody's asking.
Okay. So we started filming about 2 months ago, and I think we air right after Love and Hip Hop New York goes off. So after Love and Hip Hop New York has their reunion, we air the next Monday.
Okay. So that
if I'm not
question.
Mistaken, hold on. Don't quote me on that because I know we had Love and Hip Hop Miami just join the crew, so I don't know where they're gonna place Pop Miami. Don't quote me on that. Let me go ask, and then I'll call Shady. I'll let Shady know, and then he can come back and let you guys know because they didn't add some stuff in the mix. That's usually how it works when New York goes off. Then we come on right after the next Monday after their reunion. But now we got other shows, so I don't know.
Since you got a new baby.
What's going on? Yes, there's a new baby coming.
So when you the show's getting ready to drop, and we're getting ready to let you go because I know that you've got stuff to do. But when the new show is getting ready to drop, what does this mean for Mimi? Is this like, oh, I'm excited, here we go again? Or is it like, oh, God, here we go again?
It's neither. It's just, it's another day. It's another day. I've lost the excitement and I've lost the anxiety at the same time. It's just what it is at this point. And it's sad to say doing this reality show has gotten me to a point where my expectations are pretty much at zero. I really don't have expectations for things anymore because when I do, then I tend to get disappointed. And I don't like being disappointed. So to avoid that, I just eliminate the whole expectation aspect of it all. And I don't expect shit.
Ooh.
That's real.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, but when you're quiet, you might want to hear God may be having a new, whole new direction for you, because there's something really awesome about you, and it's something authentic, very, very authentic about you, and that we don't have enough of that in the public eye. And I think it's time he's telling you to do something else. But you know what? We're all part of ballroom. Everybody that's on the radio, we're all part of the ballroom scene. And have you ever gone to a ball? Have you? Pardon me?
I have.
I
have.
Okay. Because I would love to see you at a ball.
All of us is not a part of ballroom. I'm just here.
I have seen the ballroom scene. Yes, I have.
She's a product.
Kelly's a mess.
Mimi judged the ball a few years ago for me and Jamie down in Atlanta.
I did.
Okay.
Yes,
I did.
My question
awesome.
Before we go, your birthday's in January. Are you doing a party in New York? Because I'm going to bring my friends this time.
Call me after the show.
Mimi.
Okay.
I already know.
Okay. I'm doing something. I just don't know what yet. I don't know. I'm not
okay.
sure. I'm doing something. Me and my public
right.
are trying to get that together. So are you in love now? Are you in love now, Mimi?
I do. Is that off? Hello?
Oh, no.
Hold on. I just
what
got in the
saying,
car.
Sadie?
I said,
oh, okay.
I
you're back.
Great.
Oh. Yay.
What happened?
She's in love, and it's great.
Oh, awesome. I think I might
fall
in love one day.
Yes, God. And she's a cutie, too.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. She's adorable, Susan.
Really? That's awesome. Because
you know Mother does her research. You know, I'm here for the shit, honey. You know.
Well, go ahead, Jahira.
When you come to New York,
we can barely hear you,
Amy. Amy, me.
Okay. You figure
it
out.
Mimi, we want to thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And just continued success and best of luck. And your star is only going to rise. We all know it. Everybody on the phone knows it. Everybody who truly takes the time out to get to see the person behind the persona knows it. And just thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And I thank you guys for having me. And anytime you guys want me back, just let me know.
Sue, please don't be a stranger.
Not at all.
I won't.
I want to watch the show, but I don't want to get that. All the other crazy. I just want to see the Mimi show.
No, I think you should, though. I think you should so you can get the whole feel of everything.
Well, it might not be, Susan, it might not be that crazy this year because, you know, Jocelyn quit.
I don't even know who that is. I mean, I know who she is. But I don't know about, like, her being a bad person or what her story is. Because
That's why you should go back. That's why you should
okay.
go back and watch. Right. So you can understand everything that we talked about.
Chad, I have to be way with you.
But I want some more of that Mimi spirit now that I'm hearing now, and I'm getting a feeling like they're not showing that too much.
They show it from time to time, baby. But I like the raunchy Mimi every now and again, bitch. Let me tell you something. I'll be here talking to the TV like Mimi should have been jumped over that table on that bitch.
It's so crazy. It's really crazy.
But thank you so much, we appreciate you. Go ahead, Kelly.
You can't be playing with these girls. I be telling you all the time, but Mimi need me to be her girlfriend, because, bitch, I would have been jumped across the table. I should have been Ariel. Kelly should have been Ariel, because I'd have been snatched Jocelyn's ass for her.
I hear that all the time.
Oh my God.
She means it.
Yo. Trust me, she does. Well, thanks again, Mimi.
New York, we're going to go have lunch with her if she's not too busy, all right?
Definitely, definitely. You know I'm always here for the shit, Shady.
Thank
you, Mimi. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being
All right, guys.
Love and hip-hop and beyond.
Mimi South.
Yes. Mimi South. I'll call you on Saturday. Later.
Bye-bye.
Good night, y'all.
You all have been listening to Mimi South, star of Love and Hip-Hop Atlanta, interviewed by the lovely Jahaira, the also Balenciaga, and Kelly, Just Kelly from the Just Kelly Network, brought to you tonight's show produced Prada. I'm Susan Mizrahi, and we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Good night. Good night. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody. I am so
good night.
Wow.
Good job, everybody.
If I could.
Oh, my goodness.